Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
And our guest today is Clark Brock, who is president of the Huron Community Fair, and we're going to talk about something spooky at the fairground, Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th. Welcome to the program, Clark. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Halloween camping cornhole and soup cook-off weekend?
Absolutely, Ralph. Thanks for having me on today. We've got coming up in 2 weeks, the two weekends, our traditional Halloween camping weekend. It's kind of grown over the years. Somebody asked me this morning how many years has this been, and I think this is maybe the seventh one. Stacy Hagen, Kevin Langley do a great job of putting that on, and our campers come in on Friday. Most of them roll in after work on Friday, spend Friday night, Saturday night, and roll out on Sunday morning. And we have all kinds of fun things going on. Soup cook-off, cornhole tournament, live music, pumpkin carving, and of course the kids have fun and decorating, camper decorating, and usually, and I'd be surprised if it's not there this year, there's a group that rents a couple extra spots, puts up a big tent, and they even have a tent spook house down there for that, too. So it's just lots of fun and good things going on.
Sounds good. Now, do you have to be a camper, for example, to do this, or are there some things open to the public just for coming in?
There are some things that are open to the public. If you're interested in doing the cornhole tournament, Saturday morning, registration, and it kicks off, actually pre-registration, register any time, but 11:30 a.m. and the bags fly at noon. Do not have to be a camper to participate in that. If you get your team together, find a buddy or a friend or whatever and come on down and have your team. They usually have lots of people. That's typically done in the hog barn. Nice big open space there, and the bags fly, and have a great time in there. And that is open to the public. Anybody that would like to register and come in, $40 for a team. And of course, there's prizes at the end and awards and that type of thing. The soup cook-off, which is from 11 to 2 on Saturday as well, is open to the public for a $5 donation. You can come in and basically have lunch. Last year, I think we had 10 soups, and we actually had people telling us, I can't eat that much, and we're only giving them a small sampling, but all kinds of different soups. Had some really cool ones last year, from clam chowder or salmon chowder to, of course, the traditional chili and chicken noodle, and there was just all kinds of, everything's a little bit different in what your taste is. And if you're interested, in fact, we still have spots open, you could contact Don Wheeler if you'd like to participate and actually bring a soup and be part of that. We try to have somewhere between 8 to 12 tables set up with people, and a couple of local banks participate and some other businesses, as well as some of the fair board members' families, perhaps. And you come on down and come through, and it's a lot of fun. We have people from that are not camping that come down. It's a great chance to come down and cruise through the campground and check out and see all the decorated campers and that kind of thing. Have a nice lunch while you're there, and of course, chat with people about how great the fair was this year and all those kinds of things. So I know those are open to the public, those two things. If you snuck in Saturday night for live music, I'm not sure that they check too much to see for sure that you're a registered camper, but that is primary design for the campground people. So there's lots of things to do.
Oh, sounds good. Now, as far as registering for camping, I want to take my camper, tent, whatever.
Yep. If you want to come down and camp, you can go to our website, the Huron Community Fair, and check that out. Remember, it is Huron Community Fair, and check that out. Kevin Langley or Stacy Hagen, either one would take your reservations. It's $80 for the weekend, and that includes the fact that you're part of the the pumpkin carving, the camper decorations, the kids trick-or-treating at night, all of that kind of stuff is included in that, as well as your camping fees. So I think when I talked to Stacy last night, they have about 75 campers registered right now. Mm-hmm. So there's room for some more down there. We have more space than that. And if you're interested, you get a hold of either one of them. You can call, either check out the website, or you could call Stacy, 989-550-0721, and register for either the camping, or she would take registrations for the cornhole tournament as well.
Well, that sounds good. And you've given the phone number, which is also a good thing. Your Saturday activities, you've got the cornhole tournament. You kind of covered this already, but
we have the cornhole tournament and the soup cook-off on Saturday, but as well, the kids' pumpkin carving, and there is prizes for the best carved pumpkin. So every campsite gets pumpkins to be able to carve, and there's prizes for the best carved pumpkin. I think that has to be done by 5 o'clock on Saturday night. And then, of course, there's the trick-or-treating through the campers. So if you're there camping, please plan on bringing treats for your trick-or-treaters that will come through. Most people are used to how that works. It's the new version of trick-or-treating for a lot of people. We've participated a time or two in some of these types of events, and it's wonderful because you know everybody that's there for the most part. The kids and families have a lot of fun wandering through. Most of the adults dress up too, not all of them, but a number of them do. The kids get a chance to trick-or-treat in a nice confined area that's very safe. There's no traffic through the campgrounds during trick-or-treat time, and so it's a lot of fun that way. And most of the people that are there for the Halloween weekend decorate their campsite one way or another. There's some people that do some fantastic jobs, and it's really cool. And, of course, there's a contest for the best decorated campsite as well. So those are just all kinds of things that go on then. And then, of course, on Saturday night, Vinnie Charles will be there from 7 to 11 performing. And if you've not had a chance to listen to Vinnie before, very entertaining guy that, and he'll play all different genre of music. You want some country western, he'll get that in. You want some pop, you want some whatever. He's just very capable of a lot of things, and does a very nice job. And that will be in the Hog Barn, so protected from the evening dampness. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Right. We already know that. I mean, it'll be highs in the mid-70s and lows in the low 60s, so perfect weekend. No rain, promise you that, you know. So those kinds of things go on all throughout the day Saturday. And, of course, it's on Friday evening and Saturday evening, it's great to go down and sit around the campfire at your campsite, and people kind of wander back and forth between two or three sites, and maybe you sit and chat with some friends for a while and talk about either how farming's going or what's going to happen at the fair, or what are your kids taking next year, and lots of those kinds of things that go on.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the let's talk about Vinnie for a minute. Some people may be very familiar with him, and others never heard of him. So tell us a little more about his instrument or his performance.
Well, Vinny comes down. Vinny's performed at for us multiple times at different activities. And again, as I say, he is a multi-genre type person. He's not just country. He's not just rock and roll. But if you want a little old-time rock and roll, Vinny can throw a little bit of that in for you. If you want the country, he's got that. He'll take requests. Mm-hmm. So when you're there, and he loves to communicate with the audience and audience participation. He'll have some. You might find yourself singing YMCA or something like that with Vinny. It's not beyond the the possibility. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Vinny brings somebody with him. There may be a surprise person. You never know for sure. And so he can just do lots of different things. I believe Vinny's primarily keyboard, but I those guys play all kinds of instruments and do lots of different things. So you'll have a great time if you're there listening to him.
So he could play keyboard, guitar, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily one and that's it.
Nope. And there'll be lots of good music and just a fun night to have there.
Now, will he be performing at the grandstand or
No, that's in the Hog Barn. The Hog Barn, of course, is empty at that time of year. We're getting ready for fall storage that will start shortly after that. So Vinny will be in there. They usually set up a few tables around and actually lots of people just bring a blanket or something, lay down on the floor and sit there. You bring your lawn chairs from your camper, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody that goes camping takes lawn chairs with them, don't they?
Pretty well.
So you know, grab that fold-up lawn chair and head down to the Hog Barn and enjoy that. And you can wander in and out and whatever. And if you like, if you'd prefer maybe not being quite as close, some people kind of camp out outside and around it on a beautiful evening and chat with the neighbors and friends and listen to Vinny's music.
Of course, there you go, Ralph. You could make it an extra challenge for everyone. Leave the Hog Barn full this time as an extra surprise. Like, can you play and dodge the hogs?
Yeah, it's cleaned right out and all set, getting ready for whatever event might come next as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to tell our audience?
Well, I guess, you know, the big thing is it's just a fun time, a great opportunity to come support the fair in a non-fair atmosphere, although it is kind of a fair atmosphere because there's lots of fun things going on, which we're used to. But it is a fundraiser for us, a chance for us to get a little extra money, which allows us to do some of those things that we do at the fairgrounds, our building maintenance, our upkeep, and some of those kinds of things. So it's that type of an opportunity. I can promise you, if you come down and camp or you come down for the soup cook-off or the cornhole, you'll have a good time. There'll be lots of people there, lots of friends and neighbors to chat with about what's going on, and it's a fun weekend. And it looks like projected weather is going to be beautiful. We kid about right. that. You know, it's only 2 days at the fair, so it probably won't rain. Usually, if you're there all week, it does. But you know that. And then, of course, I want to make sure that I remind you. Mark those calendars because I haven't checked Wheeler's site lately. He's usually putting how many days it is left to the fair, but the 156th fair will start on July 28th and run the 28th through August 3rd of 24. And we're already in full swing planning of things for that as well. We love to have people be able to come down and use the fairgrounds, whether they're there fair week or for many of the activities and things that go on outside of the fair.
Mm-hmm. I think at this juncture, too, it would be behoove us to kind of give the fair board or the fair in general a really good pat on the back for the paved paths and parking lots and so on that you have added.
Well, that, you know, about this time a year ago, we started looking at the fact that there is a grant that comes up and is available to us every couple years. And the conversation was, what should it be this time or what might we apply for? And we kind of went for broke and asked for a pretty good chunk of money and had tremendous support with some donations and things to make that happen. But actually, we were just doing some of the paperwork this past week in terms of some of the wrap-up with the grant and funding and that type of thing. And Don Wheeler, who chaired that event and wrote the grant, in the grant commented on the fact that because of the donations and the pieces and things, for the money that we had to invest, we actually got double what our original projection was. So we're thrilled. We had nothing but great comments on the new asphalt down there and people coming up talking about the fact that mom, grandma, grandpa could come back to the fair or could come down and spend a day and get virtually every place. The fairgrounds, in terms of people coming for events or activities going on now. Of course, we don't pave the campgrounds,
right.
But anything else that you're there for and wanting to do, there's beautiful paved hard surface now to the restroom facilities, to the grandstands, through the midway, through the concessions that are going on, for those events that are going on, whether we have, you know, a special fundraisers or people come in for parties or graduation parties or whatever. It's all asphalt surface throughout. We did notice as we went through the week, there's a couple little spots we'd like to get yet, and maybe over the next couple of years we'll figure out how to do that as well. But it certainly was wonderful.
And like you, I had heard a lot of good comments, which is kind of surprising in some ways, but a lot of good comments about just like you say, the people who are maybe a little mobility challenged having now access to things they almost couldn't do before. So keep up the good work.
Well, we appreciate it, and I go back, and you'll always hear me say, well, first of all, there's no better place than a week at the Huron Community Fair. And there's no better time than to be activities. But we certainly thank all of the people for the community that support the fairs, support the activities, sponsor events, participate in activities, the kinds of things that allow us to have the fairgrounds there and open and usable throughout the year. You know, there's an awful lot of activities that people don't know about that go down there now on a regular basis, and chatting with people about having been there for this or for that or other things going on. And so, you know, come out next weekend, the October 6th and 7th, that Friday, Saturday. Have a great time at the Halloween weekend. I guarantee that you'll have fun. You'll have a good time. The kids, it's a, you know, completely fenced open area that allows for great activities and fun for the whole family.
Sounds good. Thank you for being with us today. And is there anything you want to add at this point? Or
I think we've covered most of the events and most of the things that are going on the Friday evening. You can call for those reservations if you haven't got in yet. There's still availability for people to come in and camp, and enjoy the soup and enjoy the pumpkins and enjoy the Halloween and trick-or-treating and just have a great time.
Sounds good. Our guest today has been Clark Brock, president of the Huron Community Fair Association. We've been talking about the Halloween weekend at the fairground Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th. If you want further information, visit the Huron Community Fair website or call Stacy at 989-550-0721. Again, that's 989-550-0721.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.